This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The government has approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26 with the estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said over 10 crore 33 lakh households have been benefited under the scheme. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the government has approved construction of four-lane Marakkanam to Puducherry Highway in Tamil Nadu. Indian Railway has achieved a new milestone by successfully conducting a trial run of Asia's longest freight train Rudrastra. The trial run was conducted from the Ganj Khwaja railway station in Chandauli, Uttar Pradesh, to Garhwa in Jharkhand, covering a distance of 209 kilometers in 5 hours 10 minutes at an average speed of 40.5 kilometers per hour. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has shared a video of the trial run. Divisional Railway Manager Uday Singh Meena said that the 4.5-kilometer-long freight train will now be sent from Pandit Deendayal Upadhyaya Division of East Central Railway to Dhanbad Division for quick loading and transportation of goods. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the disaster-affected Dhanali-Harshil area of Uttarkashi district. Central and state government agencies are engaged in providing relief to the affected, as well as searching for the missing people and restoring basic amenities. Meanwhile, with the cooperation of the Army, NDRF, SDRF, police and local administration, the rescue operation of pilgrims and local citizens stranded in the disaster-affected areas is going on. So far, 629 people have been rescued. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered and expressed gratitude to all those brave people who took part in the Quit India movement under the inspiring leadership of Mahatma Gandhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the courage of those people lit a spark of patriotism that united countless people in the quest for freedom. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated today across the country.
भैया मेरे राखी के बंधन को निभाना भैया मेरे छोटी बहन को ना भुलाना देखो ये नाता निभाना निभाना भैया मेरे
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended best wishes to the countrymen on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. The president said that the holy festival promotes harmony and spirit of unity in the society and signifies the unique bond of love and trust between brothers and sisters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on World Sanskrit Day, which falls on the occasion of Shravan Purnima. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "Sanskrit is a timeless source of knowledge and expression, and its impact can be found across sectors." He added that over the last decade, the government had undertaken many efforts to make Sanskrit popular, which include setting up central Sanskrit universities, Sanskrit learning centers, providing grants to Sanskrit scholars, and the Gyan Bharatam mission to digitize manuscripts. In Under-19 Asian Boxing Championships, 10 Indian boxers, including 7 women, will be vying for gold in Bangkok after registering convincing victories in their respective semi-final bouts yesterday. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet on August 15 in Alaska to discuss the Russia-Ukraine conflict. This was disclosed by Trump in a social media post on Truth Social last night. Trump has not met Putin in person since returning to the White House in January. Putin's trip to Alaska will be his first to the U.S. in a decade. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Arunachal Pradesh today. Places over Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and northeastern regions are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.